Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Marks and Reese Show live at Chickens and Pete's in South Philly. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, and it's the first Friday show down here since last year. What's up, Ikey?
What up there, Johnny Marks?
Friday... week in between the week of the Super Bowl, normally.
Yeah, it's Pro Bowl week. It's a big week.
Oh, that's right. Oh, we can have a Pro Bowl story coming up.
No, I'm just saying, it's a big game Sunday, man.
But it doesn't even register. I know they were practicing because I saw guys talking, but it doesn't even register on me there's a game.
Right.
I can't tell you last time I watched one of the games.
No, you normally get like a quarter of it, and then you're just done with it.
Yeah, if I'm home and I'm flipping through, I'm like, oh, yeah, the Pro Bowl. Yeah this sucks. I'm out.
Right.
Right, and I've heard radio shows about, well, how do you fix it? How do you fix it? You don't fix it.
It is what it is.
These guys, though, they just played a full grueling season. You want them to go out there? No, they can't go out there and play like it means something.
No.
Risking injury. So it is what it is. You want to get rid of it? Get rid of it.
It's touch football.
Yeah.
It's touch football.
And I'm totally fine with that. So that's this weekend, and then we have to wait next week. This time last year, Ike, we were sitting here on a Friday? I don't remember, but I remember sitting here with a Washington Post writer. Mm-hmm. He's interviewing us, and then I guess it was the Monday before we left. We left after the show on Monday. We did our first show, Super Bowl week, on Tuesday
out
in Minneapolis.
There, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we were getting ready to go to the Super Bowl last year, a year ago.
Yeah. No, listen, we were at that point, obviously coming off the high of the NFC Championship game.
Right.
And, it's going to be a little once Monday gets here and Super Bowl week begins, we'll reminisce about Radio Row and all that stuff. But you know what, though, man? We got to figure out how do we get back to there.
Exactly.
I don't know where Super Bowl 54 is at, but we got to get back.
Is it Glendale? Where is it, Ben? I don't know.
Wherever it is,
whenever the Eagles make the Super Bowl next, it'll be in a bad city. It'll be like, yeah, we had to give Detroit another Super Bowl. The Eagles make the Super Bowl, and we're in Detroit, right?
Okay.
No, but you're right. It's what do you do now? And when I look at 2019, Howie Roseman has a balancing act he has to do because he does have to look at the future and how long do you keep guys around and how do you balance with trying to win right now, which, by the way, I believe this team, if Carson Wentz gets back to 2017, Carson, don't tell me this team can't make a Super Bowl run, because they can. But Howie also needs to do what he did in 2017, which is making a lot of really – not just signing the guy to the biggest contract, because anybody can do that.
Mm-hmm.
The Patrick Robinsons. Alshon ended up being an excellent signing, how that worked out for him.
Mm-hmm.
So Howie has a big job to do if it's going to be like that. So where do you start? Free agency is before the draft, obviously. So free agency is where you take your first shot, and then I guess depending on what you didn't get in free agency or what you were planning to get in the draft is where you go free agency. But what do you do? What's the first step for you? What's the first priority for you in free agency?
I mean, if I'm starting off, I'm looking at my guys, right? Who am I trying to retain? Obviously, you don't want these guys to get the free agency. The Eagles typically take care of their guys before free agency begins because, obviously, a bidding war begins once free agency starts. So there's that window where the Eagles will have an opportunity to re-sign their own guys. But let's just take their own guys out of the equation, right? The Brandon Grahams, Jordan Hicks, all those guys that are question marks, Ron Darby, Jay Ajayi, all those guys. If I'm just going out on the market and I'm not looking at my own guys, the top thing for me to find is a running back, right? I know the Eagles certainly need to address their lines from an offensive standpoint. I don't know if there's enough of an upgrade available in free agency on the offensive line. Defensively, there are certainly players out there that will be available, but you would better be ready to spend I mean, we talking about defensive end, guys like D Ford and, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence, who's about to have surgery. Those guys are going to cost you $30, $40 million guaranteed. Premier defensive end hitting free agency is going to cost you a ton of money. Now, Brandon, while he's probably a notch below those guys due to age and things that really primarily due to age.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, listen, DeMarcus Lawrence production as well. And D Ford had his best year as a defensive end. So Brandon's not in that price range. So
he's the next tier down. He's not the elite pass rusher that these guys are.
You could re-sign him. Long story short, I'm going running back. And while guys like Tevin Coleman and, you know, Tevin Coleman. Is that his name?
That's not Tevin.
Tevin Coleman. Tevin Coleman.
Not Tevin Campbell.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Le'Veon Bell. You know, those guys. Mark Ingram. I think those guys are going to cost you a ton of money. Man, listen, I'm jumping in on Kareem Hunt as fast as I can. Because I think, because of his situation, the price won't be as much as the other guys.
It'll still be, it's not going to be $1 million, but it's not gonna, if you get Mark Ingram, you're looking at.
It's going to cost you.
Yeah, you're looking at big money. Would you? He's going to be 30 years old during the season next year, at the end of the season
next year.
Mark Ingram's going to be 30 years old. Still productive. Got a nastiness about him that I like.
Oh, yeah.
Not when he's on the other team, but when he's here, like, he has an edge to him, which he's good.
No, he's definitely a good back.
You're going to have to pay.
Yeah. I mean, at 30 years old, I don't know if I would go in that direction. Listen, there's baggage that comes with Kareem Hunt. We know it. You're going to have to get past that. There's a possible suspension that's looming there. But, you know, I'd kick the can on him. And then maybe Mark Ingram. You know, Mark Ingram at 30 years old, he may think he is a premier back that's hitting the market, but you're not at 30.
So priority one for you, running back.
Yep.
Solidify that running back position. Last year it was such a, you have this guy and that guy. So here's the question. Because I agree with you. I think you need one free agent. You need one pretty high draft pick to make sure you have guys. So who doesn't – the running back, and we'll get into it, but that means someone's not going to be here that was here this year. Like the wide receiver position. My answer is wide receiver.
Okay.
My priority is wide receiver. I need skill guys to put around Carson Wentz. I can't have Carson going out there with guys that are mediocre or don't stretch the field or don't give you a chance for
certainly
big plays.
Speed. Yeah, you need that speed guy.
So I'm looking at a guy like maybe John Brown. I'm looking at a true slot receiver that won't command a lot of money, like Cole Beasley. For a year or two? Yep. He'll come here and catch 60 balls, and that's what you need. Because you know why? Nelson's not a slot receiver, Ikey.
Measly Beasley.
Yeah, and it's not going to cost you much. Right? I'll say to Golden Tate, adios, amigos.
No, I'm going to re-sign Golden Tate before I do Cole Beasley.
You Cole Beasley's going to cost you peanuts. And he's already not coming back from the...
And he is a peanut.
All right, well...
Yeah, can you imagine him here so he and Howard can rekindle their love
affair?
That's
what I'm saying. It works with with half of the Eskin radio family, right? So they'd be able to have that. So here's the question for the Eagles fans out there. Priority, where do you start? The first move, 888-729-9494. I'm surprised you didn't go offensive line, unless you reconsidered on Jason Peters.
No, I didn't reconsider on him. If you're going with my top priority, I just think that running back position, you're going to get more bang for your buck than you would at the O-line position.
You're right. I looked at the free agent offensive lineman yesterday, and it's like, there's not really. I mean, there's a guy that you could be buying low on, and might like who was the. Evan Mathis. Evan Mathis was a great find out there. You didn't pay him a lot of money.
Yeah,
and he ended up being a Pro Bowler for not that much money. So, you know, there are guys out there, and Howie's got to do his job to do that. But just on the surface, I'm looking offense, and I'm looking wide receiver. And the fact that you do need a running back, but I'm kind of looking – you know what? You're not going to like this name either.
Oh, yeah.
Latavius Murray is a free agent. Just to be a guy that can get you 12 carries. Here's what I'm done doing.
Yeah.
I'm done saying, you know, Josh Adams looked like he had some potential last year.
Right.
Or, this guy, you know, he couldn't. No.
I'm with you on that.
I'm done playing.
I'm not opposed to Latavius Murray. It's not going to cost you a ton of money.
Right.
Yeah, big back.
Healthy.
Runs in between the tackles. Yeah, I got no problem with Latavius Murray.
A lot of guys will say LeGarrette coming back. He just wasn't very productive this past year.
Yeah, and he's another year older now. So I don't know what LeGarrette necessarily has left in the tank.
Nelly. So Nelly, the option for $9 million-ish, it's above $9 million, the Eagles exercise. So they don't have to pay him, but they'd have to release him, which means then he's automatically right away, he's a free agent. So I think that what the Eagles are thinking is they need to come to some type of an extension where you're not killing them for $9 million, or maybe they can negotiate that number down for a one-year contract. He's not going to make near $9 million a year out in the open market. The season wasn't good.
You know what, though? But Nelson is young. Telling you, Nelson is young, and sometimes these guys, he has pedigree. He was a first-round draft pick. And guys go to other teams that are in desperate need of his skill set, and they overpay. That's the one thing about free agency, man. You overpay in free agency. Somebody's going to overpay Ron Darby.
Yep.
Like
that's a position where guys make money.
Yeah. So when you get out there on the open market and these guys desperately need corners and teams have money to spend and they rather sign somebody than having to go into the draft under pressure and under fire to get somebody in there, they'd rather just spend the money on one of these guys. I mean, that's what we did. That's what we did to win the Super Bowl.
Right? Yeah, you're right. I would almost rather not have Golden Tate's moving on. I'm not bringing both guys back. I agree with you that I think Nelson presents Golden Tate's probably a better wide receiver.
Yeah, I would go with Golden Tate.
You go Tate over Nelly.
Yeah, I like Golden Tate. Yep.
Ben, what about you? Ben Livingston back in the studio. Nelly over Tate?
Look, if it's equal, I have to go Tate. And I'm surprised how many people say Aguilar, because Aguilar's had these drop issues. He hasn't been consistent. Tate is a guy that's a team leader. He goes out.
He's a wide receiver.
Exactly. I don't know how this is a debate. We put the poll out, and 75% of people want Aguilar over Tate. Are you kidding me?
Because of the Super Bowl. Because he's an Eagle.
Reissue that. Put that back out there. I want to see how it is today. Because that's – Tate is – but here's the thing. What's easier to find, a slot receiver or a guy on the outside that has some playmaking abilities? Slot receiver.
Slot receivers, yeah. I mean, listen. It's hard to find a slot receiver better than Golden Tate.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have that 100-catch look guy.
That's because he's here in an offense that spreads the ball around. We can't look at it that way. Like, he's not in the offense where he's going to get all the targets, because somebody will be complaining if he gets all the targets. So he's never going to catch 100 balls in this offense.
Here's what I'm doing. I am treating this offseason like it's a Super Bowl year. That's how I'm treating this offseason. I'm treating 2019 that it's Super Bowl or bust. I'm going for it again. I'm not looking to the future. I'm going for it again. They can win it this year. No?
Well, if that's the case, then you may as well bring everybody back.
I'm trying to. 888-729-9494. Have you haven't noticed? 888-729-9494. No, I am. I'm treating this offseason for the Eagles like it's Super Bowl or bust. That means Sproles, he's coming back? Yes, it does.
No.
Does that mean JP's coming back, the bodyguard?
No.
You're damn right. For one more year?
No.
See where you are after 2019. You still need to draft guys. So draft guys that can come in. But I'm going for it in 2019. Super Bowl or bust, Ben? Super Bowl or bust?
It's got to be Super Bowl or bust. This team had too many problems this year. Like, I'm sorry. This was a shell of a team that could easily have won a Super Bowl. But the offensive line inconsistency, not having a running back, having the pass rush have some injuries. I mean, you lose Brandon Graham, you got to replace him. I can't have it be like next year, like this year, next year, where we have all these problems that are keeping a pretty great team from winning. They got to fill all these holes. They can't be stingy.
I got news for you. This team wasn't very good this year. We can keep saying that because the majority of them won a Super Bowl last year. This team lost games.
Yeah.
How can you say they were Super Bowl worthy or could have won a Super Bowl this year? They couldn't close out 17-point leads in the fourth quarter. This team wasn't very good this year. They were fortunate to get in the playoffs late in the year. Let's be real about the situation. They weren't very good. And what I mean by that is not that potentially they couldn't have been, but inconsistent play, guys in and out of the lineup, never really having a complete team, this team never had any any uniformity on it. It wasn't the team from the beginning to the end. It wasn't that. This was an up and down that Dude, we worked to get through this season. I mean, we worked to get through games. Mm-hmm. How many games did we sweat out? Every game.
It wasn't a fun season.
No.
Even the wins. You're right. You're right. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it couldn't be next year. It couldn't.
Oh, no,
the fortunes couldn't be right.
See, here, I just can't be saying this team was a Super Bowl team this year. No, they weren't.
Well, no,
they were
you're
9-7.
Right.
9-7. That's what they were.
But with the quarterback.
Healthy
and back and something to prove.
In a running game.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, what I saw Howie do in 2017, he can do that again this year. To where even if maybe you're hurting yourself for the future. See, I think there's two things you could say here.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because I don't think a lot of people are going to say totally rebuild, get rid of all the old guys, and we'll be back.
Retooling, baby. Retool.
Right, you're retooling.
Yes, sir.
So you're saying, no, we'll make the playoffs next year regardless,
yes,
but
sir.
I can't be bringing back guys just for a one-year run.
Exactly. We can make the playoffs. Now, whether or not it's a Super Bowl team, we'll see. You can be a Super Bowl team on paper through names. You know, a lot of people thought the Rams going out and signing the guys they did, that they weren't going to – that wasn't a good idea. Guess where the Rams are?
I said that.
I got to wait to see what they look like. But I'm always think this is a playoff team. If Carson Wentz is the quarterback and Doug Peterson is the head coach – with this front office, they are a playoff team every year. They should be a playoff team every year.
You're right. And that's why I'm Super Bowl or busting it right now. Chris Long's going to join us at 3:35.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, his father ripped me.
That DEFCON 5?
Today, I'll rip him.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just kidding. So Chris has an app. And actually, I keep trying to go to my app store here. It's called, let me pull it up. It's really smart, and I want it, but it's called, why is it not on this? Anyway, we'll tell you what the Free Bird it's called.
Okay.
It more or less connects to your Ubers and your other things, and it gives you points for using it, and you get stuff. Free Bird. So we'll talk to Chris coming up at 3:35 about that. It's pretty cool. And what he thought of the Carson Wentz stuff. Is he coming back next year?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.